go ahead and take questions from quarterback Jeff.
Jeff, the team started out well, 14-0, and Mississippi State scored 45 in the next, 51 by my count. What transpired in your mind from your point of view?
I mean, we came out and played hard. We, you know, when we got in the red zone, we scored touchdowns. I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be that easy all game. Obviously, we thought it was important to jump out early and show that we can play with them, because we knew we could the whole time. You know, at the beginning of the game, they gave us some zone looks. You know, after the first couple drives, they got into some man looks, and you know, that's when they started to get some stops, and you know, that's going to happen over the course of the game. But I think they had a good game plan. They adjusted their game plan. They executed it well for the most of the game. So, you know, hats off to them. But I think we also, you know, shot ourselves in the foot. We had a lot of penalties, you know, whether it was false starts or holding or stuff like that. So there's some things we need to clean up. But like I said, hats off to Mississippi State.
There was, by my count, about 5 miscues plays that resulted in 35 points, 2 on third down conversions by the defense. How crucial were some of those, including the block punt and then Paul's penalty that extended the drive, and Mississippi State went down and scored the third quarter? How crucial were those plays in terms of turning the game?
Yeah, I mean, third downs are huge. You know, if you can convert them on offense and get them off the field every time, that'd be great. But, you know, it's not always that easy. Offenses are going to make plays. Defenses are going to make plays. I think there at the end of the first half, we could have handed it off. I threw the bubble out there on, you know, third and about a half a yard. I think I should have handed it off. The guy cut inside and made the play there. So I think if I would have handed it off, it would have got us first down. And, you know, that block punt might have never happened. So, you know, I feel like that one was kind of on me a little bit. But, you know, that's part of the game.
Look at the stat sheet, 4-15 on third downs, what comes to mind?
We were 4-15?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. It's hard to win games when you're only converting 4-15. They had a good plan on third down, but you know, it comes down to executing, and we didn't execute well enough to win.
As a team, when did y'all realize that KD was going to be out again this week, and how did that change anything going forward?
I didn't change anything. Obviously, kind of someone that you want in there at all times. He can make a miss and go the distance at any time, but you know, it's next man up, and you know, we're not scared to throw Jared out there, and Boston Scott out there ran well when he got his opportunities, but you know, that's something that other players don't really take note of. You really kind of worry about yourself and worry about doing your job.
What happened on the pick six? Were you just trying to go to Trent and overthrow him?
Or? Yeah. Yep. They were playing deep safeties. Dropped a Mike linebacker to try to double him a little bit there, and I tried to force a ball in, overthrew it, and you know, couldn't get the guy on the ground. So, you know, it was a bad decision, bad throw, and that's what usually happens on bad decisions and bad throws, that you can throw it to the other team.
What was the mood of the locker room after, considering that y'all were in it, especially at halftime, and then it comes out such a lopsided score?
I mean, I don't think we ever hung our heads. I think that we knew we could compete with them and play with them, and we expected to win the game. You know, things didn't go our way at the whole time, but I thought we played to the end. We played hard, and you know, when it got, you know, out of reach there, we never hung our heads. So I mean, it's a team that's gonna compete and fight to the end.
Is that the most frustrating part that you had? The team had some plays to potentially win.
What's that?
Is that the most frustrating part, knowing that you did lose, but you had a lot of plays that you could have won?
I mean, there's always plays that you leave out there, and we had our opportunities, and it just comes down to executing. And, you know, we didn't do that at all times. So.
Lastly, what did you think of Trent's catch on the, I believe that was your second score in double coverage?
I didn't see it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.